Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WNL.com/cruise.
Are you hitting the gym but not quite seeing the results you thought you would? Yeah, people get discouraged when they don't see results. This is Larry O'Connor, and while doing EMP 180, every morning I'd notice a difference. Every weekly weigh-in I'd see results, either in fat loss, body weight, fat percentage. It's all about burning fat and maintaining or adding muscle. Changing what you put in your body is the most efficient way to do that. That's why with EMP 180, you learn to eat right, lose weight, and keep it off for life. And I'm serious about this, man. It only took me 4 months and I lost almost 40 pounds. That was April, 9 months ago, and I've kept it off. Don't kill yourself at the gym. Get your eating behavior under control and lose the weight quicker and healthier with smart nutrition. Do what I did. Call EMP 180. They're located in Tyson's Corner, and now they're open in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by Spot Hero. Update on 66. Your ride very slow trying to get toward the Beltway. But the change, all lanes have just been reopened. So 66 eastbound as you come past 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward 123. You'll no longer see the two left lanes blocked. They've just moved along. So need some improvement here shortly. On 95 through Dale City, volume again in Newington. We have the wet roads, rain this morning, so definitely want to allow plenty of braking distance, so extra time needed. On 210, Indian Head Highway approaching the Beltway had the broken down truck in the left lane. Here we come with the volume. DC, we're pushing through town, but slow here inbound Suitland Parkway as you head towards Stanton Road. 295, the normal backups heading down past Benning Road, East Capitol Street. And the same story for 270 with the early volume delays to Urbana and Hyattstown. Nothing reported along the way there. And finally, here is a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet and mild for the morning with occasional rain, a few thunderstorms, maybe some pockets of heavier rainfall. This afternoon we should dry out, become partly cloudy, breezy, and about 62 degrees. We'll fall back to the colder 30s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 56 in Gainesville, 55 in Waldorf, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. A hijab-wearing model pulls out of an ad campaign over some anti-Israel tweets. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. Happy Tuesday morning. Joining us in 1 hour, 7:05, Byron York from the Washington Examiner, and we'll discuss those missing texts from two very prolific texters. They would give my teenage niece a run for their money, Straka Page, with the number of texts. We're going to talk to him about those missing ones at 7:35. Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch will give us a legal opinion of what happened there. At 8:05, it's Larry Kudlow, and at 8:35, it's the Maryland Governor, Larry Hogan, with us. Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
There's a woman by the name of Anna Navarro. You know her probably. She's a CNN political contributor or commentator. She appears there often. And she's a Nicaraguan-American Republican strategist is what they call her when she's on TV. But it doesn't really ever feel like she's a Republican. She hates the president of the United States. She can't withhold her contempt ever for him. And she's constantly on the attack. She was on The View yesterday. And, you know, if you've been listening, I I've had praise for Meghan McCain in her role on The View, despite the fact that in the past I felt like she was squishy on all sorts of Republican questions. She's been sort of the tough one on The View these days, and we keep getting these like great moments where she's being aggressive with some of the guests. And The View is no longer just like a safe space, apparently, for random Democratic senators or pundits to just randomly show up and have all of their talking points reflexively believed and listened to and applauded for. Because Meghan McCain is all of a sudden like challenging all of them. It's very interesting. So Anna Navarro on The View yesterday, listen to this exchange. There's a lot loaded into it. We'll unpack it.
But I think there's a cacophony of blame being pointed everywhere. And quite frankly, you are showing your partisanship if you do not place the same amount of blame on President Trump that you did on President Obama and on Speaker Boehner that you did at the time on Chuck Schumer at the same
time.
Okay,
I have a question for
but
you.
But it is not intellectually honest to sit here and say this is completely Trump's fault. Democrats are playing partisan politics in the exact same way. DACA is a very, very emotional issue. I agree with you, Anna, that this should be an easy layup, quite frankly, on both sides because of how popular it is. But to sit here and say that this government shut down has anything to do with my or the Republican Party's love for the troops is just intellectually dishonest.
No, we're not saying that.
That's not what they said.
I mean, do you think Mitch McConnell should have allowed that amendment, allowing for pay benefits for the family of the fallen and allowing for pay for the armed forces?
Of course not, but this is playing party politics.
Exactly.
We have another month to figure out DACA
but
and
this is
March.
Than party
They're
politics,
attaching it to a spending bill.
They're attaching it to a spending bill. There is no way to get anything done.
Hold on. Now, we're not. Listen, wait. Okay, if we're going to have this conversation, we're going to have it clearly.
And
there's too much over talk, okay?
Right.
So everybody just, it's great.
The fake nun jumps in.
I understand the DACA is a very emotional issue at this point, but most Republicans are on my side on this one, Anna. And I just don't, it's really difficult for me to understand sometimes why you still consider yourself
because
a Republican.
Because I'm a Hispanic immigrant Latina. Because I
understand
I was brought to this country.
Why?
Because my parents fled communism. It was not my decision to come here. I came here through no decision of my own. I came here through no fault of my own. Had my parents not had visas, had my parents not had the resources to hire lawyers, I would be a Dream Act kid too. That's why this is personal.
Attached to a spending bill right now. We have another month to figure this out. It is partisan politics and government obstructionism at its very worst. And by the way, my father and Lindsey Graham, also your very good friends, have been at the forefront of DACA and immigration reform.
And it's
reform.
Why I love them and
so,
we'll
but
walk
please,
over
But
hot
please
coals.
Don't insinuate to me that I somehow
wait,
am not
wait,
on the
wait,
side
wait, wait, wait,
of DACA.
You asked me a
wait,
direct question.
You asked
I answered you directly.
Because
you
I
said,
looked,
why we'll be
there,
right back.
All right. So, Whoopi, throwing to break. One, two quick things. One, this reminds me why I don't watch The View. Two, But hearing Meghan McCain throw out the question that I think so many Republicans have been desperate to ask a person like Anna Navarro, why do you still consider yourself a Republican? Exactly. Why?
And she didn't answer the question.
She didn't. No.
She said, because I was brought here by my parents. It went into why she supports the Dream Act. It had nothing to do with why she's
a Republican. No, she didn't. But I wonder this morning, what is it with the Trump-hating Republicans? Particularly, why do they want to consider themselves Republicans, for one, and continually attack the president of the United States? I mean, like, if you were a part of any civic organization whatsoever and you disagreed fundamentally with its entire direction, why would you continue to be a part of that organization? Why not bounce? Why not just like, okay, you know what, I'm out. I'll form my own thing or whatever, or I'll join another group that I feel like I identify with. Here, this question has kind of dominated in many ways the Republican Party since the president became president. You have people like Bill Kristol pulling his hair out and tweeting attacks on the president of the United States every day. Jeff Flake, who is nominally a Republican, a senator from Arizona, had wrote a book, in addition to all of his attacks on President Trump, wrote a book called Conscience of a Conservative, A Rejection of Destructive Politics and a Return to Principle. An entire rejection of President Trump, saying that he has nothing to do with the party. So what is it precisely that animates the never Trump Republicans who continue to be a part of the party and, by the way, are trotted out everywhere? They're given endless opportunities in the media to sort of voice their displeasure because it's kind of great. If you're CNN or MSNBC and you need somebody to voice be a Republican and attack the president and wound him, there's a couple of reliable ones you can go right to. CNN has nailed it with Anna Navarro. They just nailed it. They always have her available. She's a Republican. She hates Trump. She's perfect. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think you always have to support the president as far as all of his policies and that type of thing as a Republican or as a Democrat, for that matter, if you're part of the party. I think what you're seeing is you're seeing more and more people in this country become independents, more and more people who are affiliated with a party. I'm not a registered Republican. I've never been a registered Republican. I've choose to be unaffiliated. That's my choice. But I think because of that, you see more and more people who don't necessarily feel a fealty to everything about that party. However, I think if you hold Republican values, which are for the most part being fiscally conservative and being for the rule of law, then you can't be an Ana Navarro. I don't understand how Ana Navarro can say I'm for all of these liberal policies and still be a Republican. That's not who Republicans are. Well, maybe that's a good question. Who are the Republicans? Who are they? What does it? What is the definition?
Paul is in District Heights this morning, reacting to all of this. Paul, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Ana Navarro, I remember during the campaign, she was a big supporter of Jeb Bush. And I remember her saying she really liked him. She loved him to death or something. He could speak Spanish. He's married to a Spanish-speaking lady. And I think she, it just sticks in her craw that he didn't get it. And I think that explains a lot of her going off the rails in her anger and at Mr. Trump.
Right, that her entire worldview has been just confronted, and she doesn't know how to handle it. By the way, that's sort of like symptomatic of the entire press, the way that the media has treated so much of the Trump administration. Yeah. It seems like their reality has been confronted, and instead of trying to, work their way through it therapeutically or to kind of come to grips with what actually happened, it's just far easier to just be on the attack and be like, this is not the America I know. It's all going to come back to the way that I thought it was in any given moment. And I think Anna's sort of occupying the same position as Paul is suggesting.
Don't you think, though, a lot of the Never Trumpers, who big Cruz supporters, those have slowly but surely fallen in line, have slowly but surely started to support this president?
There's a great story here. Molly Hemingway wrote a piece about that very subject. We're going to talk about that in a moment. 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys. Well, the earlier crash on 66 still giving us delays, but it is gone eastbound. It's come up toward 123 prior to the Beltway. No signs of that even on the shoulder, so that's good news. But do watch for those brake lights as you pass the Fairfax County Parkway again, off and on past 50 to 123. Now, Metro Rail. This is not what we want, but early on here, they're just tweeting out information on the blue and orange line trains. They are single tracking trains between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory right now. They are dealing with a track issue outside of Stadium Armory. Delays in both directions. I'll keep you posted on that and any changes, but you'll need extra time for those blue orange line trains. And extra time on the roads this morning for sure. If you're just waking up here, we have rain, drizzle, wet pavement. Definitely want plenty of braking distance on 270 southbound out of Frederick through Urbana, Hyattstown. Slow stretch again as we work into Germantown and Gaithersburg, seeing some delays. Gaithersburg, the crash is on 370. Coming westbound right as you approach the exit for 270 with one lane blocked. You can get around there. It shouldn't cost you too much extra time, but please use caution. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Areas of rain today with a few thunderstorms this morning, then partly cloudy during the afternoon hours. It'll be breezy with a high of 62 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 37. Then tomorrow we'll get some sunshine with a high of 47 degrees. It's 56 degrees in the nation's capital, 617 on WMAL. Hey, Vince Colonnade here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
DACA is a very emotional issue at this point, but most Republicans are on my side on this one, Anna. And I just it's really difficult for me to understand sometimes why you still consider yourself
because
a Republican.
Because I'm a Hispanic immigrant Latina.
Because you're a Hispanic immigrant Latina, that's why you consider yourself a Republican? I don't even think she was listening to the question. Just intercepted it midway through. But it is kind of funny, Meghan McCain asking Ana Navarro, why are you a Republican exactly? Why? I don't understand that. And nor do I. I mentioned Molly Hemingway. She just wrote a piece for the Washington Post. She's a senior editor at The Federalist, and you get to see her regularly on Fox News. And she wrote this piece headlined, "I wasn't a Trump supporter, I am now." The reason for that is because she looked at Trump's past as a liberal and thought to herself during the primary, I don't really want to support this guy. That was at the time. She said she looked at things like his support for the 2009 stimulus, the auto bailouts, the bank bailouts. He had recently left the Democratic Party. He raised a ton of money for the Clintons, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. He supported single-payer health coverage, tax increases, and even Planned Parenthood. And in Molly's view, all of that led her to be like, this is not the guy for me. He supported things that I disagree with completely. But that's all changed. She's happy with him now. Neil Gorsuch to fill the vacancy of Antonin Scalia, she was happy with. She's been happy with his appointment of 12 outstanding federal appellate judges, a record number for a president in his first year, she writes. She also mentions Trump's departure from the Paris Climate Accord, agreement that had virtually no impact on future temperatures but would have come at a large cost in the growth of government, she writes. The Clean Power Plan, tackling that. Removing 22 regulations for every new regulation that was issued. And she goes on and on and on and on with all of the accomplishments of the Trump administration in that first year. And she's looking back and going, you know what? I'm pretty happy with that, actually, despite my initial opposition. What is it about these many of these never-Trump Republicans, though, who can't actually get back to that, though? Who can't actually look at that record and assess, you know what? I should change my mind on this. Karen's in Upper Marlboro this morning, leading us off here in this segment. Karen, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Colin, I'm a Republican, proudly, since I was old enough to vote many years ago. And I think President Trump's doing a great job. I don't see eye to eye with him on everything, nor have I with all the Republican presidents. But I think he's doing a great job, and I'm not crazy about the way he tweets sometimes. But you know what? It's the way that he got elected. And I think he has more support now after his first year than he had when he was elected.
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of, Karen kind of mentioned something that I always think about, which is, would you rather have somebody who's like temperamentally unbound but great on policy? Or would you have somebody who's terrible on policy yet temperamentally solid? I would take the first version, the Trump version, the one where he's like, okay, he tweets some nonsense from time to time. But so far, policy, executing on track.
Well, you just described President Trump versus President Obama.
Yeah, whereas, like, President Obama is, like, in dad jeans and, like...
He was the cool dad, though.
Chewing my Nicorette, because, you know, Michelle doesn't let me smoke. Whatever. All right, Ben and Culpepper, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What does it mean to be a Republican these days?
Good morning. So, first couple of points. I'm going to say that if you're a Republican and you are willing to bash President Trump, then you have a guaranteed job on The View, on MSNBC, on CNN.
Yeah.
You guaranteed that you'd be a show host or regular contributor. So, you know, maybe it's all about the money. I don't know what Anna Navarro is into, but she doesn't sound like a Republican to me.
Nope, you're right. It sure increases your stock a whole bunch to hold that position. Because, you know, and this idea that you're just like a strategist, what does that mean exactly? You're a Republican strategist? Typically, that means you don't have a job. If it's a strategist on television, that's like the equivalent of saying he's a consultant. For whom?
I'm changing my approach. That's what I'm going to do. That's going to be my gig. I'll be all over TV.
More from you in a moment. 622 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
You know, do you have missing or damaged teeth? That can keep you from so much. Eating the foods you love, affecting your job, your relationships, and, of course, every other aspect of your life. You need a place that's no criticism and a no-judgment environment to help you out. Do what I did. Trust your smile to Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling. I love these guys. What sets them apart? Experience. Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. You should not go anywhere else. He's a complete professional, and I think that every time I'm leaving his office, wow, that was a great experience. Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor in many cases in just one day, saving you both time and money. You owe it to yourself to do what I did. See Cascades' many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 10 seminars coming to the D.C. area in January, weekdays at 1 and 7 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the Beltway we go. Virginia, good. Between the Wilson Bridge and American Legion Bridge, off to a good start. Seeing the top side of the Maryland Beltway, that'll be the slowest stretch right now, just as you merge off of 95 and around past Colesville Road. 270 volume with us, Urbana-Hyattstown. We have the rain, wet pavement, and drizzle. So definitely keep that in mind for your early travels and extra time because you want plenty of braking distance. We've had a number of accidents this morning already. 370, that's where we have a crash westbound right before you get to 270. 66 east, trying to recover, but now mixed with the morning delays. The earlier crash had been east at 123. That is now cleared. And on 95 northbound right near the Prince William Parkway, that crash quickly to the shoulder, but causing extra distraction time there north on our 95 trek. Update sponsored by Heal.com. Need a flu shot? We'll get yours at home today with Heal.com. Covered by insurance, just $30. If not, medical doctors on demand every day. H-E-A-L.com. H-E-A-L. Heal.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet and mild for the morning with occasional rain, a few thunderstorms, maybe some pockets of heavier rainfall. This afternoon, we should dry out, become partly cloudy, breezy, and about 62 degrees. We'll fall back to the colder 30s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 56 degrees in the nation's capital, 626 on WMAL.
Chelsea Manning has filed to run for Senate as a Democrat in the state of Maryland. She tweeted out a certificate of candidacy that was obtained from the Maryland State Board of Elections. It looks like she filed in Annapolis last week on Thursday.
And can you imagine if you're Ben Cardin, you see this and you're like, come on. Really? I thought this was going to be a cakewalk. Now you got Chelsea Manning running against me.
Yeah, but it's fun to watch the favored groups devour the not favored groups on the left. Because the left has created all these groups.
So. It amuses me, I'll admit this.
It is fun to watch. One of the lines of the certificate states, I'm a registered voter and a citizen of Maryland, and I meet all other requirements for the above listed office. Well, Chelsea Manning is an active duty soldier on excess leave and in a non-pay status while the appeal of a general court-martial is working its way through the courts. She appealed the court-martial for violating the Espionage Act and other orders, and that's going on right now. She has to stay on active duty status while the appeal process continues. So she holds an active duty identification card, and she has acknowledged her status and access to government health care prior to her release. Well, the problem is that bars her, that active duty status bars her from engaging in any kind of political activity.
Wow. Who knew that Chelsea Manning was still active duty?
Unless she gets permission from one Secretary of Defense James Mattis, it looks like she can't run for that seat.
I don't see Mad Dog doing that.
No, I truly don't. So Ben Cardin can breathe a sigh of relief there if this is how this plays out. Be interesting to see.
6:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll get right to the point with a smart recommendation. If you're planning on selling your home, call my friends and trusted realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah will guarantee the sale of your home, or they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. They're confident that they'll sell your home because they already have over 5,500 exclusive buyers looking to buy right now. Who you choose to sell your home is critical. Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more on average. That's $30,000 more on average. It all adds up to results. The Reynolds team sold over 400 homes over the past 12 months, to the point guaranteed sold, ready buyers netting more dollars on average and selling your home faster. It's why hundreds of families chose the Reynolds team to sell their home and why you should too. You get the point. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
All right, coming up, the conservative media bias. I know, you heard me right. That's what's being accused of the coverage yesterday of the government shutdown. It's unbelievable. We'll tell you who's making the accusation and why they're wrong. 6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. For the federal government, it's back to work today.
The government is back in business this morning after President Trump signed a short-term spending bill here at the White House late last night. But there is little to suggest that the underlying dynamics of why we had this shutdown in the first place have changed, and lawmakers could be set for another showdown in just 3 weeks.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 7.9 magnitude earthquake has struck in the Gulf of Alaska. Tsunami warnings are up, says meteorologist Ivan Cabrera.
Warnings extend across Alaska, the Aleutian Islands, by the way, and that goes all the way up across the Pacific Northwest. From there, that's where we have the watches that continue along the entire West Coast. This is basically just to play it safe. I think the biggest threat right now is going to be across Alaska.
FBI Director Christopher Wray reportedly threatened to resign when Attorney General Jeff Sessions called on him to fire his outgoing deputy, Andrew McCabe. McCabe has taken taken fire publicly from President Trump and his allies over the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and his connections to anti-Trump messages sent between two FBI employees during the campaign. Montgomery County Executive Isaiah Leggett's about to make an endorsement in the race for governor of Maryland. Leggett today will reportedly endorse longtime friend Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker. He's one of seven Democrats vying for the chance to run against Larry Hogan in the fall. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,215, the NASDAQ at 74,08. Sports sponsored by Account Temps. The Wizards lose to the Mavericks. College basketball, Maryland loses. The Maryland women win. AU loses. Virginia Tech wins. Howard wins. NHL, the Caps are idle till Thursday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you could use help closing your books and need additional staff, it's time to call Account Temps. They can provide you with bookkeepers and other accounting and finance professionals on a temporary or project basis, and fast. Call today. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me keep my crews busy, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through January 31st with Valor's winter sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Larry O'Connor here with an easy way for you to start the new year cleaner with the only company I trust to deep clean my carpets, Zero Res. This January, Zero Res has a great deal for you. Get a room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh today. What I really love about Zero Res is how easy it is. They bring all the equipment needed, including the water, and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots or odors left behind. A Zero Res clean doesn't use any chemicals. It's odorless, so it's really great for allergy sufferers. Trust me, no one cleans like Zero Res can. It's amazing. If you haven't done it yet, pick up the phone and call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL New Year's Special, each room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location, now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I'm going to begin, Bill, on Metro Rail. They're dealing with a track issue outside of Stadium Armory, and they've decided right now as they deal with the situation, they're going to let some trains get by, but single tracking on those blue-orange line trains between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory. So continue. I will continue to keep you posted on the updates there, but allow extra time. Here we go. Out on the roads with the rain, drizzle, road spray, you need extra time because definitely want to allow plenty of braking distance between you and the car in front of you. Accident, Virginia, Interstate 95 North as you come up toward the Prince William Parkway. That was along the right side. Once you get through there, have some volume in Newington. And now on to 395 into Landmark slowing and again across the 14th Street Bridge. DC 295. This is going to be if you're heading around near Oxon Hill and then going 295 northbound before you get to Blue Plains for report of a crash. That looks like the focal point of those delays. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway, volume continues to grow as we come eastbound. Inbound between Alabama Avenue, Stanton Road area up toward 295, but nothing reported along the way there. Now in on 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, it's been a quiet trip inside the Beltway. Crash just reported inbound 50 right near 410, so trying to get in towards Chevrolet. Just a heads up here as you get into town for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of this rain ends this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. Breeze 62. Front through tonight, 37. Outside the Beltway, colder and clear. Sunny tomorrow, 47 and breezy. Sunshine, mid-40s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Springfield, 54 in Olney, 55 in Washington. I'm Duel Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning to you. Joining us in half an hour at 7:07, it's Byron York from the Washington Examiner, and we'll discuss those missing texts with him at 7:37. Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch is with us. 8:07, Larry Kudlow, and 8:37, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan joining us on Mary Walter with Vince Collins.
Oh, good morning. So, you know, the government shutdown has concluded. It was just 3 days, and part of the reason for that is Democrats were so hamstrung by the whole thing. They were like, what are we doing? We've got to change the, game here. We need to get out of this shutdown because we're getting wounded by this. The media roundly criticizing the Democratic Party as the shutdown began, and it all continued to happen yesterday, which was a rare exception in, for a press that finds any excuse it can oftentimes to forgive a Democratic a sin. And that is not what happened here so far, because there was really no explanation beyond the Democrats messed up for why the government was shut down for several days. Well, I want to take you to the following tweet here. This is Joy Reid, who's an MSNBC weekend host. She said something yesterday that I was laughing out loud at my desk at. Here's her tweet. There is nothing so predictable as media spin in favor of Republicans. There is nothing so predictable as media spin in favor of Republicans.
You know it's ludicrous when Mike McKay goes, what the? And he sits back and he shakes his head and his eyes get really wide and he looks at us in total disbelief. That's how you know it's outrageous when Mike McKay gives that look.
This is sheer lunacy. Anyway, it's got 2,500 retweets. And people and thousands of comments, thousands and thousands of likes, either people agreeing with it or being very amused by the notion that this, that the media has this overly pro-conservative Republican bias that's just dominating. When, by the way, was it the Media Research Center pulled the numbers? 90% of all coverage of the Trump administration has been negative. Oh, man. Could you imagine if there wasn't a conservative bias in the press? So Joy Reid coming in with a hot take. That's what we call a real hot take in Washington, D.C. It's so hot, it's sizzling.
Is hot a synonym for stupid?
Yeah, hot.
Okay, just curious.
A flaming pile of something.
Curious if it means the same thing.
Meanwhile, this notion that there's somehow like too much conservative bias going on also extends to the New York Times, apparently. How many times have you heard this? The New York Times, way too conservative. You hear that every day, right? No, you don't hear that every day. Neera Tanden is the president of the Center for American Progress. And I think this is her this weekend on Reliable Sources, criticizing the New York Times for publishing a series of letters on its op-ed page last week from Trump supporters. Remember, the New York Times gave an entire day to just Trump supporters on its letters to the editor page, and then the rest of the year they go back to attacking Trump. But that one day, they've published Trump supporters. Here's how Neera Tanden took it.
I actually think it's fine to hear from Trump voters. Challenge is that we don't hear enough of the resistance. You have a march yesterday, which shows over 1 million people gathering after a march a year ago of 4 million people gathering. And I'm all for listening to the views of Trump voters. I just think there is a quality of this reporting, which is to the exclusion of other voices.
Well,
what?
That's part of the right-wing media bias. See, she's just supporting Joy Reid's point there that it's the New York Times is clearly biased in favor of the right wing.
The New York Times hasn't reported on the resistance?
But I feel that it does, so that's all that matters.
This is just made up. This is imagination land. Essie Kupp has a show on Headline News. She's a conservative. She responded to Neera Tanden. Listen to Essie.
What? Have you ever read literally every other page of the New York Times? The New York Times is too conservative, said no one ever. Why does the media ignore the left is a New York Times letter to the editor by no one. Sniffle, sniffle, I'm so sad that my far left celebrity filled rally is getting short shrift in this liberal mainstream newspaper while the conservative pro-life March for Life rally is just eating up all the headlines and television coverage, cried no liberal in history. The New York Times isn't covering the resistance? Is that a GD joke? Here's a scrolling list just of New York Times headlines about the resistance since last year. If I let it finish, we'd be sitting here until 2079.
All right, so SC coming in hot. So I don't get this. This is such a weird phenomenon. It's not the first time I've seen it happen, but it's like, anytime the press decides, you know, favors in a battle or calls in a battle, decides, you know what, Democrats lost this round, which is like almost never. But when that happens, this is not unusual. You get Democrats coming out and be like, that's the pro-Republican bias in the media. people don't realize it, but the bias in the media is pro-Republican. They're just big business.
Well, it's because you have to realize they don't see the bias in their favor because in their brain, that's just facts. They're just reporting facts. So when there's something that challenges them, suddenly it's biased.
Here's the reason, though, according to Joy Reid's guest, Tiffany Cross, this weekend.
I do think, I would say, Joy, that the past year, what we've noticed, I think it has highlighted the need for newsroom diversity. So the New York Times you referenced, one of the things that I found concerning that we wrote about at the Beat DC is that they have an all-white team covering this administration. So when you have that, you are going to miss some perspectives.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the New York Times is too white. That's the problem. That's why they're so conservative.
They should start printing it on black paper with white letters.
This update from Bizarro World brought to you by Nonsense. 643 on WMAL.
Recent changes to reverse mortgages make them even more desirable. Call 202-625-1221 right now or cornerstonefirst.com.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonoscope technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 855-982-1591 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Attention, D.C. area. How would you like to earn $1,000, $2,000, or perhaps $5,000 a month in passive mailbox money? Then here's an amazing opportunity for you. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches and Flipping CD for free to anyone who calls now. They'll show you step-by-step how to create monthly cash and flip houses for huge profits in just 90 days. Call now and you will also receive 4 tickets to attend their free live Riches and Flipping event where Dean and his team are looking for a handful of people in your area to join their team. You do not need your own money and you do not need good credit. You just need to call right now.
Call 1-800-274-1922 now to get your free CD. Call 800-274-1922 now and you'll get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with vital information, all free just for attending. Call 800-274-1922. That's 800-274-1922. Call now.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, good morning. We have a little bit of a tricky rush hour, and it always happens when we have the rain and drizzle, so factor that in. Heading around the Beltway, first to the Wilson Bridge before you get to St. Barnabas Road with a stop and go. If you're taking 295 northbound, I know you're inching along here, but DDOT and crews tell me up ahead, the crash at the Naval Research Lab, they've relocated everything to the shoulder. So lanes are open, but 295 quite slow. In fact, even coming across out of Virginia over the Wilson Bridge, finding those delays to exit to 295 north. Give you a heads up on that. 50 through Annapolis and Bowie, no problems to report, but it's inside the Beltway where you're bogging down toward 410 and 202, right in that stretch with the accident reported. 66, the first crash this morning, 123 eastbound, cleared. Now we have one at the Fairfax County Parkway on the shoulder, so definitely grabbing our attention. Out of Manassas, quite solid, and towards Centerville to that crash. 95 north at the Prince William Parkway accident to the shoulder. And for everyone on taking Metro Rail, orange and blue line trains single tracking between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory. They're dealing with a track issue outside of Stadium Armory Station. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain coming on through, and rain could be accompanied by a few thunderstorms. Then this afternoon will dry out, but breezy, mild weather expected, 62. Cold front through tonight, clear, colder, 37. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 56 degrees in the nation's capital, 647 on WMAL. Okay, so February 4th, NBC is hosting the Super Bowl. We've got the Super Bowl coming up, obviously. Eagles-Patriots. It should be a good one. But as a part of that, NBC has to make all these decisions about who's actually going to host it. And typically what we've seen is you get Bob Costas playing the role of sort of that solo host who's often there. It's not happening this year. And it's a subject of a lot of curiosity. We already knew that he was passing off coverage of the Olympics. But the coverage of the actual Super Bowl is not going to include Bob Costas. And there is some speculation as to why. The New York Post mentioning that it may be because he recently was discussing how serious the concussion risks are in the NFL, to the point that he doesn't imagine that parents are going to really want their kids to play football soon. He said the day-to-day issues, as serious as they may be, he said recently, they may come and go, but you cannot change the nature of the game. I certainly would not let, if I had an athletically gifted 12- or 13-year-old son, I would not let him play football. He also suggested that he wouldn't be surprised if down the road parents keep their children from playing football until they're over the age of 18, which would, of course, damage college football and, by extension, the NFL and its business. Quote, the whole thing could collapse like a house of cards if people actually began connecting the dots, Costas said. Now, Bob Costas not hosting the Super Bowl. Instead, Dan Patrick and Liam McHugh will be the hosts of the pregame show, and that'll include the Tony Dungy, Rodney Harrison, Mike Florio, and Chris Sims, all from Football Night in America, and Mike Tirico taking over his duties at the Olympics. So Bob Costas, his retirement, he had planned on being a part of that Super Bowl. Nay, he will not be a part of that Super Bowl. And I guess the speculation at the New York Post is that this concussion conversation, which undermines the NFL's core business model, may be the reason.
Well, and he also got political in the past. He's also brought politics into his quote-unquote sports casting. And I know that offended quite a few people. So maybe they're putting him out. It's time.
Yeah, well, he's had a pretty good career. He's done it for a lot of years. I always Olympic theme music, I always think Bob Costas is coming up right next. So we'll see.
In the yellow jacket.
We'll see. Not this year in either big event. 6:50 on WMAL.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Creature Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach a Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. A partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like
1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
6:53 now. Time to find out how your money's doing. Let's head over to the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
For the entire west coast of the U.S. a short while ago, a magnitude first 8.2 earthquake, then downgraded to a 7, happened early this morning off the coast of Alaska. No wave has been reported, though. Stocks are poised to open lower. The major indexes are coming off record highs from yesterday. Investors do like that the government is open today for 17 days. Markets are higher in Europe. They closed higher in Asia. Crude oil is ticking a little higher this morning, too. Netflix shares are more than 8% higher right now, pre-market trading. As it joins the $100 billion club, Netflix had strong quarterly earnings and more subscribers than expected. New stiff 30% import taxes for washing machines and solar panels. The White House says that China and Korea are dumping products here at cheap prices. It's hurting American manufacturers. The stars are getting up in Hollywood. The film industry is set for the Academy Award nominations. They'll be announced this morning. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the Fox. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, no change on the Metro Rail. They're still single tracking orange-blue line trains between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory. They're dealing with this track issue outside of Stadium Armory, so delays in each direction. Again, that's blue-orange line trains, and because of that, silver line trains are only operating between Wheelie Reston and Ballston, again, due to the track problem. I'll continue to keep you posted on that and on this wet commute, 295. Let's go northbound. Right as you come off the Beltway, northbound up toward the, it looks like right near the Naval Research Lab, that crash out of the travel lane, but about 20 minutes to get through there. On the southeast, southwest freeway, just building the volume each direction, nothing reported there. Virginia's 95 northbound at the Prince William Parkway, that crash gone, but from Dale City, Newington, Springfield, do have the stop and go through that stretch. Jammed out of Manassas to Centerville. The second accident this morning on 66, right near the Fairfax County Parkway, that has been cleared. So all lanes open. I'm not seeing anything on the shoulder either. So just take it easy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet and mild for the morning with occasional rain, a few thunderstorms, maybe some pockets of heavier rainfall. This afternoon we should dry out, become partly cloudy, breezy, and about 62 degrees. We'll fall back to the colder 30s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 56 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:56 on WMAL.
Bring your family to trek through time and see amazing realistic dinosaurs and dragons and discover the dinosaurs time trek this Friday through Sunday at the DC Armory. Book tickets now at discoverthedinosaurs.com for this brand new family experience.
Money, 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 money.
All right, so you know that Amazon released their list of 20 possible places for HQ2, their second headquarters, and on that list, Montgomery County, Maryland. What did the governor promise Amazon? What did he do to lure them here? Well, as we make with that top 20 list.
Did he sign up for Prime?
It's a $5 billion pitch called the Prime Act.
Oh, my. There you go. That's an expensive Prime subscription.
But it would apply to any Fortune 100 company that invests $5 billion in the state. They would get
any Fortune 100 company. Who would that be exactly? What companies would fit that description?
It would give a series of tax breaks worth $3 billion that would be combined with $2 billion in proposed road and infrastructure projects. It would be the largest economic development package in the state's history. However, someone did out offer them. Newark, New Jersey gave a bigger package to Amazon than Maryland. Maryland came in second. It promises $10 million a year for 15 years out of the state's Sunny Day Fund to a Fortune 100 company that creates at least 40,000 jobs. Those jobs have to pay an average of $100,000 a year. It also promises state and local property tax credit, a state sales tax exemption for construction materials, and a 10-year annual tax credit equivalent to five and three quarters percent of the salaries of each job created. So together, the cash and tax credits amount to more than $3 billion.
Okay, so you mentioned New Jersey. Jersey has offered $7 billion here.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than Amazon plans on investing wherever they set up. They plan on investing $5 billion. So Maryland is responding with $5 billion in incentives, whereas New Jersey is coming in $2 billion over what the offer is. It's wild.
Okay, well, it's Newark, so
there you go. So that partly explains it. The other thing is, we're going to have Larry Hogan on later this morning, the governor of Maryland, of course, at 8:35. And when he's on, I want to ask him about this notion that Northern Virginia, Washington D.C., and Maryland work together in order to secure this bid. I mean, we heard a little bit last week from some Montgomery County officials who are not interested. They're like, no, we want this for Maryland. Heck with everybody else. We'll see if the governor has a collegial attitude about this.
Yeah, and we'll talk about, we're going to be paying Amazon to create jobs, but the investment may well be worth it.
It's a good downrange investment. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, we're going to be joined by Byron York from the Washington Examiner. We're going to talk to him about those missing text messages. Once again, there's a glitch in a system, and records that were under subpoena, you know, we want those records. We can't find them.
And for a lot more missing text context, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch will be joining us live in studio in the next hour. You're not going to want to miss that. Right now, it's 7 o'clock. Time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. It's back to work today for federal workers after a shutdown that was essentially a three-day weekend.
In a breakthrough agreement Monday, Senate leadership hammering out a short-term plan to fund the government for 2.5 weeks.
The motion to concur is agreed to.
Democrats giving GOP leader Mitch McConnell the support needed to reach the necessary 60 votes.
So I'm glad we've gotten past that. And we have a chance now to get back to work.
In the end, Democrats are hoping McConnell will keep his word and hold a vote on DACA in February. On Capitol Hill, I'm Kristen Holmes.
There's been high drama within the FBI, according to a published report.
A new report from Axios claims that the FBI director, Christopher Wray, threatened to resign amid pressure from Attorney General Jeff Sessions to fire the FBI's outgoing deputy director, Andrew McCabe. President Trump has repeatedly targeted McCabe over his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and his loyalty to fired FBI Director James Comey.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. There's been a significant earthquake in the Gulf of Alaska, a 7.9 magnitude quake, says meteorologist Ivan Cabrera.
Well, a 7.9 is actually down from what originally this was recorded as, which was an 8.2. That would be a great earthquake. That doesn't sound like a lot of difference, but in earthquake world, it certainly is as far as the magnitude. The death is also important. You don't want a shallow death. And though 15 miles, 15 and a half miles may sound like it's deep, it's actually not. It's relatively shallow.
Tsunami watches and warnings extend as far south as San Diego. Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker is going to pick up an important endorsement today in his bid for governor of Maryland. Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett is going to throw his support to Baker in the crowded field of Democrats who want the chance to challenge Republican Larry Hogan. Leggett will endorse Baker in an appearance today at Howard University Law School. The legal team for convicted Beltway sniper Lee Boyd Malvo will be in court today, arguing that Malvo should get a new sentencing in Virginia.
It stems from a Supreme Court ruling, says GW Law Professor Jonathan Turley.
A juvenile cannot receive a mandatory life without parole sentence, and they applied that retroactively.
He says Malvo will likely just get another life sentence.
It'll give him added process, but not necessarily a different result.
The life sentences Malvo got in Maryland still stand, but
the Virginia prosecutors feel that their victims deserve to have the original sentences kept in place. Part of their healing is to know that he's serving time for the death of their loved one.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The 17-year-old boy accused of murdering his girlfriend's parents in Reston last month has been transferred from a hospital room to a jail cell. The boy shot himself after the killings for which he's accused. A judge yesterday ordered the teenager held at the Fairfax County Juvenile Detention Center. It's a pretty good bet that Amazon will be putting its HQ2 somewhere in the Washington area. So says Business Insider Jim Dinegar, now with APCO Worldwide.
I think we'll make not only the shorter list, but really odds-on favorite to land the headquarters here.
Dinegar says it may be part of Amazon's strategy, though, to pit D.C. against Northern Virginia against Montgomery County, all finalists, to extract the most generous incentive package. A Virginia state lawmaker wants to change the law so that in the future, elections that end up in a tie don't end up being decided by drawing someone's name out of a bowl. Democratic delegate Marsha Price has proposed holding a special election instead. Recently, one House race was decided by drawing a name, and the Republican won that election. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 26,215, the Nasdaq at 7,408. Sports, the Wizards suffer an embarrassing loss in Dallas. College basketball, the Maryland men lose, the Maryland women win. Howard wins, AU loses, Virginia Tech wins, NHL, the Caps are idle. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM. At AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.